So we're here at University of London Union on the OGP Civil Society Day. And who am I talking to?
You're talking to John Handler. I'm used to work in this very building, in fact, but now live in Ireland and run, among other things, a parliamentary monitoring site called Kildare Street.
And how long have you run the site, John?
It was April the 22nd, 2009, it finally opened, which date I shouldn't be able to remember, but can.
And what does it cover? Is it, what sort of proceedings?
It's, if people are familiar with the UK site They Work For You, it's or Open Australia in Australia, oddly enough. It's essentially the same site. It covers the verbal transcripts of the upper and lower houses of Parliament, and not yet the proceedings of the committees, but we're working on that one quite soon.
And was it a popular site?
We had a little hiccup, which is why we're talking, but at the moment, after a little hiccup, which has dented traffic slightly, it gets something in the order of 30,000 unique visitors a month.
And so you were merrily going along for a number of years, publishing the debates in Parliament, and then what happened one day?
And then approximately 13 months ago, after the summer holiday, the Parliament came back, the transcripts started appearing on the website, and the data from which the transcripts were formally assembled, which was a nice XML documented, well, nearly documented schema and all, had been silently and completely withdrawn henceforth for all time, in a manner that wasn't communicated to anybody, and including the political side of the Parliament building, let alone us, who were their major user outside themselves. And at such a point, by that stage, it was undoable.
So one day the Parliament was there online for you as someone who reused it, and the next day it wasn't?
One day it was there, but one day everything since 1922 until today was published as structured data, and the next day the structured data had ceased permanently.
And was there a reason given for this? Was it a political act?
Well, what I think and what they say, they were rebuilding their transcription system, which they farmed out to a printing company. And they ordered a like-for-like replacement of their old system, and somebody, they claim accidentally, we've heard very differently, left off replicating the publishing of that XML in the same format from the requirements list. And thus, we've heard from multiple sources that they did it specifically to remove access to for Kildare Street to that data, because they didn't like the fact that we were criticising the quality of the data.
And what did you do next?
Well, then all hell kicked off in Ireland. I started a rant on Twitter. By the next morning, it was in the Irish Times. There were parliamentary questions flying around, because there are, out of those 25,000 people, there's about 1,500 uniques a month from within the government buildings in the centre of Dublin. We set up Google Analytics to track them. And where are we going with that? Oh, yes. And then there was some, in order to kill the press story, the Parliament press office was saying we'd like a meeting, which we held off on for a couple of days in order to keep the story going for a couple of days. We finally did the meeting. Very little happened. And then we got an interesting offer, which was, we could re-establish access for you on a password-protected basis to basically the same data in the same early, unfinished, more timely format that you used to have before, if you sign a piece of paper promising never to criticise the quality of that data except to us. And we said, because we were completely without data at that point and hadn't worked around, that I said yes, with the full intention of replacing it by alternate means later and then selling them to go and get stuffed. And we said yes, and then, of course, that was the answer apparently they weren't expecting, because they're unable to comply with that offer that they made, and they still haven't done it.
So, running out of time, so you've got a site back up and running. What do you think are the lessons for other new parliamentary monitoring organisations like yourself?
Well, There's an interesting book, which I helped write, that They Work For You did in the UK, which you can find at diy.mysociety.org, about how to build a site like They Work For You. And one of the lessons from that book, which I didn't follow the first time around, is that we should target, you shouldn't scrape directly into your website. You should scrape from the source material into an intermediate format. And I hadn't done that, and the replacement now does. And I strongly recommend that you don't actually work with the raw material provided by the Parliament.
So keep a copy.
Well, and also back up everything that's ever published in case it goes away.
Thanks very much.
Not at all.